If you're still in school holiday mode, finding activities that get your children out of the house without costing a bomb can be very tricky. So who'd have thought that scientific research into what makes your child a fussy eater could be such a draw card? Deakin University has teamed up with the ScienceWorks Museum in Melbourne to uncover the role of food texture in kids' likes and dislikes. And as Michael McKenzie discovered, there is precious little data on this big cause of family tension at the dinner table.
So, for example, here you have two drinks. So they're both chocolate, but this one's a milkshake, this one's a thick shake, and this is a large portion size, and this is a small portion size. So we just ask you, if I offered you those two at the moment, or you can say I would choose neither of them.
I'm already in a quandary here, because to be honest, I would prefer a thick shake,
yep.
But I wish it was fuller.
I'm sitting on a child-sized chair in a room full of young people and parents, and they're all putting their palates to the test. My guide is lead researcher, Dr. Georgie Russell.
You'll see different foods, and all the children will see different combinations of the different foods, but they'll vary in a range of things. So one of them's texture, one of them's healthiness, and one of them's portion size.
According to Dr. Russell, there's some evidence that food fussiness is more common in children who are more sensitive to touch generally, and they reject food partly due to its texture. But food texture, mouthfeel, and fussiness are still quite unexplored in scientific links. But what about personalities of fussy eaters? Is there any correlation there?
There is a link between fussiness and personality. So, for example, children who tend to be a bit more shy or fearful tend to be a bit fussier. I mean, it's not always the case, but we have seen that link before. So we're trying to explore that more in this study, but also how that might link into other things. So, how they make decisions about foods, or, for example, we're looking at their tactile acuity here, so how sensitive their tongues are to touch.
Yeah. So how do you measure that?
So we have an activity for the kids to participate in there, which measures the tactile acuity, and essentially we've got 3D printed squares, and on the end of the squares are some grooves. So the grooves are either quite far apart, so they're sort of big and deep, or they're really fine and close together. And we put those squares on the end of the children's tongue, so we ask them to stick their tongue out, and we place it on their tongue, and we orient the grooves either horizontally and vertically and see if they can tell us which direction they're going in. So the children who are able to tell us correctly which direction it's going in, especially for the finer squares, seem to have more sensitive tongues.
And does having a more sensitive tongue mean that you may be fussier with your food? Well, the jury's out on that.
We actually don't know that, so that's what we're trying to find out in this study here. So we know that fussy children are influenced by food texture, and we know that the tongue sensitivity is related to texture acceptance. So we expect to find a link, but actually we don't know that yet. So we'll know after we've completed this study.
When you're at home with your mum and dad, what kind of foods do you really enjoy eating?
Tacos.
Which part of the taco do you like the best?
Like the shell.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's your favourite bit?
Yeah.
What do you do with the inside of the taco?
I like to scoop it up and eat it.
And do you eat it later after you've eaten the shell?
No, I eat it both together.
Right, okay.
So what we see with fussiness is that there is a big biological component to it. So it does seem to have an inherited aspect to it that's quite significant. We're not sure how that's necessarily manifest, so we know that perhaps some of that's expressed through temperament. It could be also expressed through things like the tactile acuity that we're measuring here and other things. But of course, biology is not destiny, and how, we experience foods, whether we're exposed to a range of foods and whether that exposure is sort of a pleasant, happy kind of exposure or not, can influence, whether or not we accept or reject foods. And I know for fussy children it can be very frustrating, and for parents, offering different foods and trying to persist with that, but it can make a difference in the long run if we're able to keep it up.
And trying to keep it up, the patience that is, when you have a fussy eater in the family, has spawned a multi-million dollar industry. There's books, there's blogs, YouTube channels dedicated to this very issue.
Feeding our families doesn't have to be a daily battle. So come join me on my channel and subscribe for brand new recipes every week.
And if you're a parent of a fussy eater, you may have experienced the uncomfortable moments in cafes and restaurants, or even visiting friends, when your child turns up their nose at a dish in a very public way.
Ew! Ew!
So there's social stigma as well. The theories behind what makes someone a fussy eater are legion. As Dr. Georgie Russell explained, genetics does have a role to play. You can inherit the predisposition towards fussiness, although that doesn't mean it's a fait accompli. But also, as studies with animals and humans have shown, food fussiness can, in evolutionary terms, save your life. Certain colours and textures of food have proven over generations to be linked with toxins, and those toxins can be deadly when your immune system is still developing. And that's why this international citizen science program I'm attending can really add to our store of knowledge.
Our visitors can come and do some real science and participate in this research. My name is Kate Barnard. I'm the Science Programs Manager here at ScienceWorks. This is starting a whole lot of conversations in families about food and food choices and, you know, what kids like to eat. I have to say, I feel like I'm doing a good thing in the world because as a child, I was an incredibly fussy eater.
Tell. So what didn't you like?
Everything. I just didn't like food, and I wouldn't eat vegetables. I wouldn't, you know, if something was cooked too much or not enough or whatever. You know, I think the only thing I liked was like Nutella or like peanut butter. That was the only thing that I would eat, and it just drove my parents absolutely nuts. And so I feel like I'm making something right by supporting Deakin researchers to help parents avoid having children, you know, who are as fussy like I was.
So this is a love letter. And thanks for putting up with me to your parents.
Yeah, thanks, Mum. Thanks, Dad. I'm really sorry.
And do you remember what age you were when you finally slowly snapped out of it?
Do you know, I think it was actually as when I was a bit older, when I was in my early teens, that I snapped out of it. And I'm not sure what it was. I think I sort of was exposed to more foods that I ended up liking when I would learn how to cook my own food and sort of had that control over, you know, what I was eating myself. The variation of food that I ate expanded. And now I just eat anything. I love all foods. So, you know, there is hope. But I'm still very partial to sweet things, though. I haven't lost my sweet tooth. So if you can help me with that, Georgie, that'd be great.
And Georgie, just on what's just been said there,
yeah.
Do peers play a role as you get older in maybe breaking down some of those walls around food?
Definitely. So obviously when, you know, children are very young, babies and, you know, into the early years, parents have a lot of control over what children eat and they don't eat. But obviously as we get older, we get more influences from peers, also from media and all those sorts of other things. And ultimately we're going to end up as independent people who need to make food choices, you know, how to eat the right amount of food, how to stop eating, you know, when we start feeling full, how to select a wide range of healthy foods. That's where we need to end up as adults. You know, in that sort of space. And, you know, that's also why we're interested here in children in the 5 to 12 year old age range, because we are interested in how that does change across age. And we do expect to see, for example, 12 year olds making decisions and being influenced by different things than 5 year olds.
So tacos is your favourite food. And what comes next?
Honey.
So taco and honey, and you're feeling all right?
Yeah.
How do you have your honey? On toast?
No, I have it on a spoon.
Just spoon out of the pot, straight down the mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you think you're someone who likes to eat all kinds of food?
No.
Oh, really? You're a bit fussy?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are some of the foods you don't like eating?
Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about tomatoes you don't like?
The taste.
What about how they feel in your mouth?
They feel... there's no taste. They feel like wet.
Oh, really?
Not like the wet taste.
You're the same as my son. He never likes tomatoes, except when it's on pizza.
Do you like tomatoes on pizza?
No, I don't like tomatoes.
In any way?
Yeah, but unless I can't see them.
So if they're hidden,
yeah.
You may eat it by mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll name some foods. You tell me if you like them or not, okay? You ready? Bananas.
Yeah.
Apples?
Not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're nice and crunchy, just like tacos can be.
Yeah, I don't like them.
No? Any vegetables you really like?
Carrots.
Yeah? Do you like them grated up, or do you like them just raw, or do you like them cooked?
Raw.
You like them raw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them.
And just chew on a stick?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dad, is that true?
Yeah, he likes it.
Yeah?
They like the veggies, some of the veggies. He's a fussy eater.
Right.
He likes like carrots and all that stuff. But tomatoes he hates. I cannot get him to eat tomatoes.
My mom, man, I love my mom. My mother is so caring and so loving, you know, because they're Middle Eastern. They like kill you with like feeding you. And but you know, my mom knows me so well. She does this one thing that drives me crazy. Like, I came home the other day. She says, hey, come here. I'm like, what? She goes, I bought some organic tomato juice. Now, I hate tomatoes. She knows I hate tomatoes. And she does it like it's a secret. It's great for you. Mom, I don't like tomato juice. No, have some. It's good for your hair, for your heart, for your brain, for your manhood, everything. Mom, I hate tomato juice. Okay. That means you're dead.
Persian stand-up comedian Max Armini, and judging by the comments left under this YouTube clip, these high-stakes conversations around eating or not eating food are entirely across all cultures. Now, let's go back to Deakin University's Centre for Advanced Sensory Science, where research leader Dr. Georgie Russell is simulating with me the kinds of questions she's been asking 5 to 12-year-olds.
So, yeah.
So, which one is yummier? That's berry over there.
Yeah, berry juice.
That's the red one,
yeah.
And it's only about a third full.
Yeah.
And the green fruit and vegetable one is over here, and that's about two-thirds full.
Yeah.
Which one is yummier? Oh, that's so hard without tasting it. Come on. Okay, all right.
Well, imagine.
I kind of love fruit and vegetables, so I'm going for that one.
Okay. It's a good colour, that one.
Yeah. I've got to say, the colours of the photographs of the options for drinks.
Yeah.
They're ultra red and ultra green,
yeah.
Which to me implies artificial colours, which of course is not the case. So did you deliberately do that?
Well, we did make them. They're real fruits.
Oh, so they really are?
Yeah.
You didn't enhance them in any way?
No, we didn't enhance them in any way, but we wanted to make the differences obvious as well.
Okay.
So that the children, but we do explain to the children what's in each of them and what the differences are.
Can I say too, another thing I just thought of, red and green, so much of our society is geared to thinking red is stop and green is go.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the case with vegetables, but...